back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The infrastructure bill, or bills, people are saying now they're wobbly. I don't think they're wobbly. Good bills, both of them. Here is the situation right now. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the Senate, has announced that he's going to force a vote, certainly on the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's the one that would have what I would call more tangible shovel-ready things, roads, airports, bridges, water systems, and broadband. About $1.2 trillion, a little over half of it already paid for by money that's already been appropriated for COVID. So about another roughly $600 billion, a little less, roughly $600 billion over 10 years, that's $60 billion a year. And all it's doing is repairing and building our capital assets, our infrastructure. You can't have an economy without good roads, without good transportation. You really can't have a modern economy without good broadband. And you can't have a modern country economy without clean water. You can't have a modern economy without good bridges and airports. You can't have bridges that you're afraid might fall down. Read the bridge over San Luis Rey sometime. Find out about a bridge that falls down. Okay, Google it. Bridge over San Luis Rey. Okay, so this is a no-brainer, right? Well, no. The Republicans are holding this up, and now AOC and the squad are holding it up. Why are they doing that? The Republicans are holding it up. I'm beginning to think that they negotiated in bad faith with Joe Biden. They were at the White House, a lot of them, Mitt Romney, Shelley Moore Caputo, Susan Collins, Portman, and a lot of these others, going, okay, we'll give you the 10 votes to beat Moscow Mitch's filibuster. Well, first of all, why don't we suspend the filibuster on a case-by-case basis for important bills? Because Moscow Mitch is named Moscow Mitch for a reason. He's not named New York or Chicago. He's named after the Russian capital is what he's named after, or at least the Russian largest city. He serves the interests of other people, not the United States. So, well, anyway, the so-called moderates in the Republican Party got together and said, all right, we'll throw you the 10 votes, throw you a bone, throw you a little tip, a little lanyap. Well, let me tell you something. I think they were lying, because at the end they did a bait and switch, and they said two things. We will not vote for it unless we see how it's being paid for. Remember something, it comes out to about $60 billion a year for the portion that's unfunded so far to build up our old infrastructure that pays for itself. When you buy a house, you don't pay cash, you take out a mortgage, okay? Because that house, not only does that house benefits your whole family, makes you and your family more productive. All right, so no, you gotta pay for it. Democrats go, okay, we're losing $1 trillion a year to tax fraud. We are, $1 trillion a year. You have a three times better chance of being audited if your income is under $25,000 a year than you do if it's a couple of million a year, but you get it through limited partnerships and LLCs. There aren't enough agents to do the sophisticated audits for limited partnerships and LLCs. So the Democrats said, fine, we're going to hire some more agents, train them, and we're going to audit more people. And you're going to have a higher likelihood of being audited if you get your income from LLCs and limited partnerships than if you get it from Social Security under 25 grand a year. Republicans at first said yes, and then they pulled the bait and switch. The other day they go, no, we're not going to do that. Why aren't they going to do that? Because it's their donors that are committing tax fraud. Their donors are not paying taxes. You know, hedge funds don't pay income taxes. Do you know that? Guy makes $1 billion a year. Some of them do. Certainly several hundred million a year, they don't pay income taxes. They don't pay income taxes. Their lobbyists just got it changed the name. Their income is now called carried interest, which is taxed at a much lower rate, a capital gains rate. Their secretary pays a higher rate than they do for income tax. And the Republican donors like this. And the Republicans know if they don't get money, they're not going to get elected. So they yank that back. And the Democrats go, all right, well, you yank that back. Oh, no, no, no. But now you got to show us another $1 trillion. Oh, really? So they're going back and forth. Schumer is calling the vote tomorrow, jamming them. Because if people vote against this thing, they vote against it and they go home. And the trades and the other unions go, this would have created millions of jobs around the country over time. Good union paying, good paying, very, very high paying jobs, really. And you voted against this. So Schumer is going to jam them. But then we get attacked on the left. And let me tell you something. There are two Democratic parties. There are two Republican parties. The two Republican parties are the QAnon cult Trump, which has taken over the Republican Party, and the remnant, the Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, and Mitt Romney. On the Democratic side, you have the Squad and the progressives. And here's what they did. AOC is fundraising off this. I get these emails saying, if you believe with me that we should vote against the hard infrastructure, unless at the same time, Schumer and Pelosi put through a bill for the soft infrastructure, which is $3.5 trillion, which is a good bill. Childcare, climate change, Medicaid, tuition, first 2 years in college. Actually, it's junior colleges. I personally believe it should be extended to all public universities, including UWM and the UW system, but that's an internal discussion. I want that too. But they're holding it hostage. They're putting a gun to the head of the hard infrastructure bill and backing out the door going, this one gets it if you don't pass the other one. And they're fundraising off of that. That is wrong. That is wrong. And the woman who is the head of the Progressive Caucus is on board with this. The Squad's on board with this, and they boast about it. I'll tell you something. What happens is in politics, the Democratic Party takes a position. It stands behind both of them, both bills. However, to get the soft infrastructure one, supposedly, is going to require budget reconciliation. You cannot get that in face of the filibuster. And I'm opposed to the filibuster. So is the Democratic Party. But Manchin and Sinema will not give us their votes. So there are 48 votes. It's not going to happen. Instead of 50, 48 votes. So Manchin and Sinema won't do it. And if Manchin and Sinema won't do it, and AOC and the progressives say, well, if we don't pass it, we're not doing the other, nothing's going to happen. That's not how you run a party. The Democratic Party is the Democratic Party. It's not the Progressive Party. It's not a socialist party. It's not an anti-Semitic party. And we're not going to put up with it. Now, what we have is, like in Europe, we have several parties. We now have four parties. We used to have two. The four parties are the QAnon cult party, the remnant of the Republican Party, the mainstream Democratic Party, and the Progressive Party. The progressives and the Democrats get together and they vote together a lot. And that's good. And we have to hold it together. But if this thing gets sunk tomorrow, it's going to be sunk because, first of all, the Trump wing, the QAnon wing, backed up by the donors of the Republican Party who want to continue to commit tax fraud, killed it. And then the Democratic Party on the left also killed it. That is what is happening. And it's going to require very, very strong leadership. I think Schumer and Pelosi are up to it. But stay tuned. Tomorrow is the big day. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Yeah, yeah, yeah.